Christ is risen. Alleluia. He is risen indeed.
Alleluia.
Anybody nervous this morning? I might mix you up, right? You know, the last couple of weeks, I've been letting the boys and girls slide. I didn't ask them any questions. But you look like you're so prepared that we'll have to ask you a couple of questions. That be okay? I know that this is the third sacrament that you're receiving today. Who knows the first one? Baptism. Who knows the second one? Reconciliation. All right. That was easy, right? Baptism, reconciliation, Holy Communion. Who knows the fourth one that you get next time coming a few years from now? You guys are all right. Would you please stand up and step out in the middle for me, boys and girls? Oh, yeah, in the middle. Now turn around so everybody can see you so we can say congratulations. Please be seated, boys and girls, okay? Please be seated now. Thank you. What a lovely group today. I would ask you to give your attention at the end of Mass to our mission, parish mission speaker, Sarah Christmeyer, who will be here just to give a little introduction to the mission, which will start at 4 o'clock this afternoon and at 7 o'clock on Monday and Tuesday. So instead of running right out, stop and hear what she has to say. And obviously, we'd ask you to make a big fuss in the back of the church when our Holy Communion boys and girls are back there after having received. Well, as I suspect most of you are well aware, the newspaper coverage, TV news, social media are all abuzz right now. 2 weeks ago, the death of Ed Snyder. Last week, Prince. It's all over. It's amazing because people are really eager to offer their personal opinion about the legacy of Ed Snyder in the professional sports world, especially National Hockey League, and Prince in the world of music. What a legacy is what you leave behind after you're gone, huh? Now, legacy is not like an inheritance, okay? The money or the property or the possessions that we get from our family members when they die, that's an inheritance. A legacy is something else. A legacy is the significant impact that you leave upon the world by the way you've lived your life. If you were listening closely during this Easter season, and very much more particularly today, the 4th and 5th and 6th Sundays of Easter, all the way to Pentecost, the Gospels of St. John in particular are asking us to consider again, what is the legacy of Jesus Christ? After he rose from the dead, showed himself to the apostles, ascended into heaven, and is at the Father's right hand, what did he leave behind as an impact on the world? And Jesus gives us a clue of the first direction in which we ought to look. Today's gospel, Jesus says, I give you a new commandment that you love one another, because people will know you're my disciples by the way you love each other. The legacy that Jesus has entrusted to us as his followers is a renewed commitment to interact with one another, to care for one another, and to serve one another's needs with the same self-sacrificing, generous, and faithful love that Jesus demonstrated for us in his own life. By the way we care for one another, we give witness to the legacy of Jesus in the world. That means we need to renew our willingness, particularly within our own families, as Pope Francis says so clearly in his most recent writing, The Joy of Love Within the Family. That's where the legacy of Christ is continued. We who are baptized into Christ, we who are strengthened like these boys and girls today by the reception of the Eucharist at the altar, we who are empowered with the gift of the Holy Spirit that came at Pentecost and in confirmation upon us, we need to be the ones who preserve and extend the legacy of Christ through history. And if people do not see us as Christian disciples in a different and more impressive way than the ordinary world, loving one another, particularly those in need, his legacy will die. Ed Snyder left his mark. Prince left his mark. Jesus Christ has left his mark on us. Whose legacy is more important in your life?